Welcome back to another episode of Talking with Cannabis.
Sorry. Yeah, welcome back.
Would you like to do that over?
No.
Oh. Today, we're going to be talking about...
Girls Bird. Working. I said excuse me.
We're going to talk about the new movie, Comedy Adventure. It came out this year, 2023, starring your favorite actors, Will Forte, Randall Park, Will Ferrell, Jamie Foxx, Dennis Quaid. The list goes on. Okay, I'm not going to spoil it for you guys too much. But the movie is called Strays. Yeah?
Yep, Strays. It's about dogs. It's an adult comedy. It's not for kids. Just so we're clear.
Certainly not for kids.
Well, we don't really want things for kids. You get the gist of the show, y'all. Come on.
It's Talking with Cannabis.
Yeah.
Right?
But I still feel like, I don't know, part of me still feels like I have to put a disclaimer out there. For all the canna parents out there that listen to the show, they're like, oh, that sounds like my dude might like it. Because they don't know about it, but it's like, most people know about it. But it's like, I guess it doesn't hurt to put out a disclaimer, right?
Yeah, I think our audience is pretty mature looking at the analytics.
Well, of course.
Well put together.
Well, yeah. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Shout out to our supporters, you guys.
Yeah, and it's funny because a majority of y'all are like around our older siblings' age, so it's pretty cool that an older generation actually thinks that we're somewhat entertaining. Because I don't know, I feel like I fell off. So well, thanks for rocking with us still.
Yeah. So you can watch this on Peacock, YouTube, Vudu, Google Play, Apple TV, Amazon Prime Video.
And this all costs a certain amount of money, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this came out back in August 18th, right?
Right,
so
right.
Here's the...
Sorry.
Out of description, it's abandoned on the mean city streets by his low-life owner. Doug, a naive but lovable dog named Reggie, falls in with a fast-talking, foul-mouthed Boston Terrier and his gang of strays.
That's right, it was a Boston Terrier.
You were right. Determined to seek revenge, Reggie and his new canine pals embark on an epic adventure to get him home and make Doug pay for his dirty deed.
All right.
I guess let's start off with let me go back, because on here, IMDb gives it a 6.3 out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 53%. And it's a 4.1 out of 5 on Facebook.
Oh. Nice.
Right. Yeah, so I guess it's pretty mixed reviews. How do you feel about it?
I thought it was actually a very funny movie. Because it was kind of different compared to other movies that people have done about animals. Whether it was... more catered to adults or kids, but it was just different storytelling in my opinion. And I also enjoyed that they kind of got the accuracy of how dogs probably think of us.
I think yes, it's a pretty good depiction of how dogs may think of humans.
Sorry.
Oh God, am I boring you to death?
No, I'm just really, really, really tired. Just been kind of a crazy week, and it's only Tuesday. anyways, yeah, you know, it's just, it just kind of accurately.
Oh my god. If that didn't wake you up, I don't know what will.
It accurately kind of shows you, like, you know, how dogs think in general, and also how they think of us or what they think of us, and how some of the things that we do to them, based off what they did or their behavior, can hurt their feelings and affects them. It basically, you know, it kind of opens your eyes up even more to the fact that, like, animals have feelings. Most people know that. Most people love animals. But I guess for people that maybe aren't animal lovers that see the movie, it kind of helps you open your eye to that. Like, yeah, they have thoughts and feelings, and sometimes what we do can affect those thoughts and feelings. If that makes any type of sense. I might just be high rambling here. But yeah. That's all I got to say.
Pretty good. I don't know. I thought the movie was pretty darn funny.
And it was also really funny, but yeah. I just feel like it grasped on that pretty
well. It was a touching story. Yeah. A good movie's supposed to make you laugh, cry.
And I certainly did cry the first time I watched it.
And, you know, be angry. You know, all of the emotions, right? So I think they did a good job capturing that. I think a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes is still a good grade, because,
well, it's, you know, over 45, and that's probably right. The worst rating you could get besides,
because Rotten Tomatoes, yeah, they're all critics, so,
and they're pretty lenient with their ratings. I feel like they're pretty nice about their shit, so if they're giving you that, that's probably a compliment.
Well, you guys, that concludes this episode. We hope you will tune into our next one, where we discuss another interesting topic. Until next time, take us away.
Sorry.
Peace.